Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Beis. We left off on daf Ayin Aleph on the Beis. We are at Pligi Ba Rav Nechumi, three lines from the bottom of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, also by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in honor of the engagement of his grandson Tzvi Silver to Atira Grossman, and an appreciation of Akaras HaTov for the Daf Yomi Shiurim. Mazel Tov, we thank him for the sponsorship. Also anonymously in honor of Shapsi Schreier and Avi Savitsky for their devotion to the Daf, and also anonymously for a successful kidney donation for Shmuel Chaim HaKohen Ben Esther Leah and his recipient. The transplant is happening as we speak this morning. Everything should go smoothly. Bezras Hashem, wish them refuah shleima. And we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So yesterday we started to discuss a machlokas whether you have whether a single shituv can work for an eruv as well, or is it necessary to make both an eruv and a shituv? And we had a machlokas b'sham b'shilal about that. So now we're going to have two versions of what the circumstances of that machlokas are, whether a shituv works for an eruv. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about when you can have multiple people living in the same building, but they're considered a single family unit, where they're not going to require separate contributions to the Eruv. And when do we consider them to be separate? If people live in an apartment building, everyone has their own apartment, clearly they're separate from each other. And that's not just because they're in the same building, it does not make them a single family unit. So what kind of arrangement would have to be necessary for that? And the Gemara is going to have four different understandings of the machlokas in the Mishnah, and we're going to discuss that in detail on Amud Beis as well. And then when we get to the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to discuss what makes people part of the same group. Is it eating together? Is it that they sleep in the same area together? What if people eat all together? You have different family members that eat all together, but then they go to their respective homes afterwards. So is that considered to be a single family unit as far as the Erev is concerned, or is that considered to be separate family units? So let's begin. Three lines from the bottom of the page on Ayin Aleph and Beis. Pligi Ba Rav Nechumi V'Rabba. So there is a machlokas in explaining the Braisa between Rabbi Nechumi and Rabba. Chad Omar Bepas to Kuliam Lo Pligi De Bechad Sagi Ki Pligi B'Yayin. That if you were to make the Erev or the Shituf with bread, then there's no machlokas from Meir and the Chamim. Everyone would hold that it's good enough to have one of them. You could have either a Shituf or an Eruv to allow the Chatzeros and the Mavoi, everything works because Pas works for both an Eruv and a Shituf. The whole Machlokas is, let's say you did a Shituf by Mavuos with wine. So a Meir says you can't be Samech on that for an Eruv because you're not allowed to make an Eruv with wine. You can only make an Eruv with Pas. And the Chams say, even though you're right, you're not allowed to make an Eruv with wine, that's if you're making an Eruv. Over here you didn't. You made a Shituf by Mavuos. A Shituf by Mavuos works with wine and you're just being so Samech on that Shituf Emavuos to also cover your Eruv as well. So in such a circumstance, that would be permissible. That's one version of the Machlokas V'chadomer, and the other one says, no, B'yayin D'kuliyam Lo Pligi to be in entirety. Everyone agrees that wine for a Shituf is definitely not going to work for an Eruv. You're definitely going to need an Eruv separate from the wine that you use for the Shituf. Ki Pligi B'pas, the whole Machlokas is if they use bread. So the Chamol that you're Somech on the Eruv in B'makom Shituf, and the Shituf B'makom Eruv, as long as you use bread for either the Eruv or the Shituf, it works for both of them. And Rameir says, no, you cannot be Samech, because you have to be Choshesh, that Tinokos are going to forget, children are going to forget Taras Eruv, they're going to forget the very concept that an Eruv exists. So Tosos asks, we'll leave Tosos out for now. So Meisve, so the Gemara challenges, V'cham Romim Oma Arvin Omishtatvin. The Braisa says that the Chams say, you don't need to make both the Shituf and an Eruv, you could do one or the other, and you're Samech on it for both. So my love, Oma Arvin B'chazer Pas, Omishtafrim Bavu B'yayin, doesn't that mean to say that the Chacham are telling us that you can make an Eruv with bread like you normally would, or you can make a Shituf with Yayin like you normally would, and either one is going to work entirely? So you see, according to the Chamim, we are Samech on a Shituf Shal Yayin B'makom Eruv. So don't tell me like the second version that the Kuliyam Lo Pligi to be in entirety, that if you use Yayin, that the B'yayin, the Kuliyam Lo Pligi to be in entirety, that everyone one would hold you still need an Erev. No, you see explicitly the Chum say that Omer Arvin Omer Shtatfin. What do you think that means? Omer Arvin Omer Shtatfin. It must mean a normal Erev or a normal Shituf. A normal Erev is Pas. A normal Shituf is Yayin. So you see very clearly that Yayin works on its own. If you use it for a Shituf, that works for the Erev as well. So Amrav Gidul Amrav. No, that's not what Omer Arvin Omer Shtatfin means. Hachi Kamar. Omer Arvin Bechatzer Bepas. Umutar and kan vekan, omishtatvin b'mavoi bipas umutar and kan vekan. When it says omarvin omishtatvin, it doesn't mean with whatever you normally use. It means that if you use pas for either one of them, then it's going to work. It's going to be mutar vekan and vekan. It's going to be mutar in either case. But if you're mishtatev with yayin, then inachinami, it doesn't work. So maybe the second version is actually correct, that if you use yayin, then kuli amalo pligi, that it doesn't work. That Just like when it says ma'arvin is bepas, mishtatvin also means bepas, Rashi says, meaning there are two ways to understand when we throw two things together in the same sentence, ma'arvin and mishtatvin. One way to understand it is just like, meaning there's obviously a parallel. So one way to understand, the way we understand the habim is just like ma'arvin is as usual, so mishtatvin is also as usual. The other way to understand it is no, the fact that we're throwing them together tells me that just like ma'arvin must be bepas, the case of mishtatvin that we're talking about is also bepas, and that's the only way that it's going to work. The Ravid is quoted by the Rashba over here and by other Rishonim as well, that even Lefiya Emes, Rav holds the way he's teaching up the Brisa now, that only if you do a shituf with pas to the Chum Mold, you can be Samech on a B'makom Eruv, and not if you do a shituf with Yayin, and therefore he paskins this way. Paskins like this Lashon, that if like the second Lashon, that a shituf with Yayin is not going to help for the Eruv. However, the Bala Ma'ar says that no, Rav is just showing that it's not a raya from the phrase v'chamar momar v'no mishtatvin. He's not paskining, he's just telling us that I don't prove from the brisa that there is a machlokas when they were nishtatif b'yayin, or that there's no machlokas in nishtatif b'yayin. But l'fiya emes, it could be that Rav holds like the chum that we're somichal l'shituf, even if itaka is done b'yayin. So it's not necessarily one way or the other in terms of a psak halacha. Amar v'dom rav. How do we paskin in the core machlokas whether you're samech on an eruv makom shituf? Salacha k'rav meir. We're paskin k'rav meir that you are not samech on an eruv b'makom shituf, nor on a shituf b'makom eruv, and we have to publicize that psak. Ravuna amar mina k'rav meir. No, that in public we don't darshan that halachas like k'rav meir. We would darshan halachas like the chamim. But if someone comes and asks a shayla individually, so then we'll tell him, we'll paskin for him on an individual basis, like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nagu Am Krabbi Meir. Even a Yachid, we wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Meir, but if someone does like Rabbi Meir, then we're not going to make a macha'a, we're not going to argue with him, we're not going to make a public objection to anyone who follows the sheet of Rabbi Meir. So on some level, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Question is how strongly we feel the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that L'chadchila will go out and publicize it, that we'll whisper the psak when someone asks a shayla, or that we just won't criticize someone who follows Rav Meir. Tosfos raises the obvious question over here in Dibra Maskel Nagu. What do you mean to make a macha'a for someone who goes like Rav Meir? Rav Meir is the chumra over here. Rav Meir is the one that says that you need to make both a shituf and an eruv. So the whole tone of the Gemara is, oh, we'll let someone get away with it. Really, we'd rather say not that way, but we'll let you get away with it. Let you get away with the chumra. Yeah, the guy's gonna, so what does it bother us? Let the guy make another eruv if he wants. Let him make a sheet of an eruv. So I'll have a second box of matzahs. Who cares? Why is that something that you would use such an expression of nagua am? So Tosfos says that according to the chamim, they're mevarich on a sheet of after they already made an eruv. It would be a bracha levatala. Whereas Rav Meir would say, no, you have to say such a bracha because you're required to make both an eruv and a sheet of. So in that way, Rav Meir is actually a kula because he's being makel in hilchas brachos. Normally, when we use the term makel in hilchas brachos, we mean savi brachos lahakel, means not to say a bracha. But he's being makel to allow you to say a bracha in hilchas brachos, and we're saying that we're not going to object and scream at the guy that he's making a bracha levatala. That's what it means. Even though it's a chumra in terms of setting up another mechanism, not only a shituf but an eruv as well, it's a kula as far as brachos. Furthermore, Tosfos says that if they did a shituf in the mavoi but did not make an eruv in the chatzar, and then a bris milah happens on Shabbos and they need water, they need the sak and shalmila or something like that. So they need something l'tzarech hamila. So according to the chacham, they have to bring it derech hachatzar v'amavu in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of milah bezmana. But if you do like Reb Meir and you say, no, we only did a shituf, we didn't do an erev chatzeros, so we can't carry in the chatzar. We're not, so you're going to be docha the whole milah. You'll delay the entire milah. So what sounds like a chumrah that you need both an erev and a shituf, if you do only one, becomes a big kula, because that's going to stop you from doing the great mitzvah of bris milah. So in that sense, it's a kula. The Rambam paskins that if they did a shituf b'mavu b'yayin, they do need to make an erev chatzeros, because he's choshesh for shichas tinokos, that people are going to forget the concept of erev. But he says if they did a shituf b'mavoi b'pas, then you don't need to make an erev b'chatzeros, because tinokos are makirin b'pas. They'll remember that there was some mechanism that used pas, and therefore they're not going to forget the concept of erev. So the Kesef Mishnah is not sure why what drove the Rambam's psak. Is he passing this way because he holds that the halacha is like Reb Meir, like the first lashon in the Gemara, that the whole machlokas was biyayin, and even though Rabbi Yochanan says that it's only nagu k'Reb Meir and we don't paskin like that l'chadchila, maybe the Rambam wasn't choshesh for shitas Rabbi Yochanan over here, that it's only nagu k'Reb Meir, because we do have a stam mishnah in tomorrow's daf that assumes like Rabbi Meir. So maybe the Rambam, even though our Gemara seems to come to a clear conclusion that we should not initially paskin like Reb Meir, the Rambam says, yeah, but if you learn tomorrow's daf, you'll see that you should initially paskin like Reb Meir. Or maybe the Rambam is paskin like the Chachamim, but the second lashon in the Gemara, that by Yayin, the Chachamim are moda that you're not so mechanit, b'makom eruv. So that's unclear, says the Kesef Mishnah, what the Rambam was thinking, whether he's paskin like the Chachamim in one version or like Rabbi Meir in the other version. The Rosh and other Rishonim paskin that even if they made a sheet of b'yayin, you could be so mechan that for an eruv, even though it was done b'yayin, because Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's only nagu k'Reb Meir, but we're mora k'chachamim. And like the first Lasha, and we're assuming like the first Lashon, that even b'yayin the chacham were matir, that if you do the sheet of b'yayin, that's good enough as well. The Rashba points out the following ha'ara though. This idea that you're somich on the sheet of makom eruv, where did you place the sheet of? You see, the sheet of and an eruv are placed in different spots. An eruv is to be mitzarif all the batim in the chatzer. So you need to put the eruv in one of the batim of the chatzer. A shituf is to be mitzarif all of the chatzeros of the mavoi. So you need to put the shituf in one of the chatzeros, but not in one of the batim. So the Rashba writes that the idea that you'd be somich on a shituf makom eruv and not require another eruv is only if you place the shituf not only in a chatzer, but in a bias within the chatzer. It has to be in a place where an eruv can be placed, otherwise you cannot be somich on the shituf. If you just put it out in the chatzer, then you would not be so mechanit for the eruv. That's how the Rashi writes. Primugadim and the Bir Halacha write that, and the Bir Agra rather write that even if you put it in the chatzer, you can be so mechanit because migo that it's kasher for a shituf, it's kasher gam, it's kasher also for an eruv. Meaning it doesn't have to fulfill the requirements of an eruv. Haraya that we're saying that even if you do a biyayin, it's good enough. So obviously you're not fulfilling the halachic requirements of an eruv. So why should the makom, the location that you place it, have to fulfill the requirements of an eruv? The whole concept of the migo is that migo, that it's a good shituf, we rely on it for an eruv without meeting all of those halachic requirements. So the Gaon Yaakov says that you have to say according to this way, according to Tosfos, that you only put put the shituf in the chatzer, even though according to the second lashon everyone agrees that shituf b'yayin is not matir b'makom eruv, and they say that we don't hold that it works mitin migo. But to be so mechan a shituf that's placed in the chatzer, that we will say migo. He says that because the chisaron of an eruv that's placed in the chatzer is not such a major chisaron, such as a chisaron of an eruv made out of yayin. So even according to the lashon, that the shituf to rely on it for an eruv has to be with pas, may still paskin. Yeah, but it doesn't meet all. It doesn't have to have all the requirements of an eruv, like being placed in a bayis. It could even be placed in a chatzer. The Rambam writes that the minhag bizman says, where do we place the Eruv, we put it in a shul. Even though the shul, l'charaz dina, is as a din of a chatzar. A beis haknesses is not royal l'dira, it's not a place where somebody lives, so it's more like a chatzar than it is like a dira. And the Ramah explains that because of our Eruvin have a din of a shituf, that you're allowed to place in the chatzar. And the Bir Halacha says that he means that since it works for a shituf of the chatzerus of the mavoi, it also works for an Eruv. So we actually do rely on that, because we don't make two separate things. We make one thing, and that's a shitufe mavuos, really, and we place it in a chater, namely in the Beis HaKnesses, and that, migo, that it works for the shitufe mavuos, it works for the Erev Chatzeros as well. That's what the Ramah says is the common practice. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss, again, we're still in discussions of Eruv Chatzeros, but what happens if you have multiple people living within the same building, and are they considered to be a single family unit where they only join together, they're all already joined together, and they could participate in the Eruv together, or do we assume that we need buy-in from each of them in order to participate in the Eruv? So, Chamisha Chaburos, Sheshavsu B'Traklin Echad. Let's say you have five groups of people that live in the same Traklin, in the same large building, and they divide it up into five parts with some makeshift mechitzos that separate the five families from each other. So each one lives in their portion, and each one has their own doorway to go out into the chatzar that's in front of the traklin. Now the people who live in the traklin want to participate in the Eruv with everybody else who lives in the chatzar, meaning this is one of the buildings that opens up into the chatzar. There are also other homes that open up into the chatzar. So b'shavi omrim, Eruv l'kol chabura v'chabura. Each of these groups has to contribute bread to the Eruv, because the mechitzos divide up the area, and it's as if each group is living in their own home, in their own apartment. So therefore, they all need to participate, and similarly, they would asr on each other, meaning they wouldn't even be able to be motzi into the traklin from one apartment, from one area to the, from any one of those areas, unless they make an eruv among each other. And Beisila says, no, they're all a single unit, one eruv works for all the groups, because since they have mechitzos, a very low mechitza and a mechitza gerua, it's not really a chilik rishus within the traklin, and it's as if they all live in the same house. So just like the chaburos are able to be metaltal in the traklin from one area to the other area, so they're all a single unit as far as participating in the eruv as well. So since they're allowed to be metaltal between them without an eruv, it's as if they've already made an eruv among them. They become, and therefore one of them can be a shliach to bring the Eruv for all of them when they want to make an Eruv together with the rest of the residents of the Chatzar. And that when we see on Amud Beis, the Chamisha Shagavos Eruvan, Eruv Echad L'Kulan, that if you already put together five people together, make an Eruv, so then they don't need to each, then between themselves, then they don't need to each participate again when they join together in a larger group. And that's exactly what's going on over here. It's Ki'ilu, they already joined together. Umodim, but Beisilil, Zmodet Beishamai, Bizmanch Mekzas that if they're mamish in a separate room, they're in rooms that are totally closed off, or they're on a different floor of the traklin, then they're going to require an eruv for each and every chabura. Everyone needs to contribute bread to the eruv, because then it's like five different houses. That doesn't have a din of chamisha shagavos eruvan eruv echad l'kulan, that if five people are already joined, then they can join together as one unit, klape everybody else. Over here, they're not already joined, because they're separated by different rooms. So the Mishnah tells us that if you have five chaburos in one traklin, so it depends on the mechitzos. If there are mechitzos geruos, so you have this machlokas beishame beisilel. So apparently we see from here that that even if you live in the same building, it could be that you can have a status of different of different families, of different units. So Tosfos over here points out that nevertheless, by Bachrim that come to learn Torah, and they live by the Rebbeim in different rooms, even if each one eats in their own private room, and they're not Ochal Shulchan Echad, there's no dining room that they all eat at, they could still be Motzi Mecheder L'Cheder from one room to the other without an Erev. And Tosfos says that there are three reasons why that's permissible. Number one, he says that all of their baking and their cooking is done in one kitchen, and it's all done in the Balabais' house. Number two, he says that the Balabais is not really lending them the Rishus to Asar on him. He's allowing them to stay in his property, but he's not really renting it out or giving it to them in any sense that they should have the ability to Asar on him. And number three, that since he could throw him out of his house whenever he wants, they're not considered to be, they're not chashuv enough to Asar on him. The fact that he could throw him out whenever he wants. So there's a machlokas aposkim. Does Tosus need all three of those reasons, or any one of those three reasons would be enough? Meaning, let's say you didn't have the first two conditions, but you did have the ability to throw the person out, right? A hotel, let's say a hotel has the ability to throw a guest out. They don't like the way the guest is behaving, and they have a right to throw the guest out. But they do intend to be mashiel to the guest. The guest is maybe cooking in his own room, maybe, you know, or taking care of his own food in his own room. There's no common kitchen that maybe is cooking for them. So is any one of those reasons enough, or do you need all three? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in a number of places that the third reason is definitely independent. That's definitely strong enough. If the guy has the right to throw you out, then for sure you are not a separate resident of that of that area. The Chaznish says that no, you need all three tamei hata. You need all three reasons that Tosfos mentions. As we mentioned, this could have big nafkaminas la halacha. Okay, so let's see the Gemara now. So the Gemara is going to have four different versions of what the circumstances of the machlokas b'sham b'sil is. So number one, Amram Nachman machlokas b'mesipas avu b'mechitza asara divrei kol erev l'kol chabura v'chabura. The whole machlokas b'sham b'sil is only if what separates the residents of this building is a very low mechitza, less than 10 tfachim. So such a low mechitza, according to b'sil, that's not considered, that's not a real separation. And it says if they're already all joined together. However, if they had mechitzos that were 10 tfachim high, in halacha, mechitza sasara counts as a mechitza. So then even Beis Hillel would hold that these residents are not joined together, that they're considered as separate family units. Ika da Amri, a second version of the understanding of this machlokas. Amar Rav Nachman, af b'mesipas machlokas. The machlokas is not only when you have actual mechitzos separating them. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree, even when you don't have, but when you have these little tiny walls, even by mechitzos of Asarat Tvachim, for sure there's a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Beis Shammai holds it divides them up, and Beis Hillel holds it does not divide them up. But don't say that according to Beis Shammai it's dafka by a mechitza of Asara that splits them up. No, machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will apply even with the mesipas, even such a low mechitza. Beis Shammai will hold divides up the different groups. So it turns out that by mechitza Asara Tvachim, or even by a mesipas, Beis Shammai will hold that you need an eruv for each and every chabura, and Beis Hillel will hold that they're already considered to be joined. So Tosa Rush raises a question in the name of Rabbeinu Meir. Why does Rabbi Nachman say af b'mesipas machlokas to let me know that Beis Shammai asers even b'mesipas? When you say af b'mesipas machlokas, say, oh, for sure by mechitza they're arguing. Oh, but you should know, even when it's very, very low, Beis Shammai is still going to say that that's enough of a separation. Shouldn't it have said af b'mechitzas hasara machlokas in order to let me know that Beis Hillel is going to hold that even so, even though they're divided by actual walls, that Beis Hillel is still going to be mekel? I mean, you can highlight the chiddush of Beis Shammai, or you can highlight the chiddush of Beis Hillel, and l'chora highlighting the chiddush of Beis Hillel is the better way to go than to highlight the chiddush of Beis Shammai. It was passing Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai, especially since Beis Hillel is the mekel over here, so you'd even be highlighting the chiddush of the one who's mekel. So that's what Tosa Rush answers, that if Rav Nachman would have said such a lashon, we might have understood that even by a mechitza sara, Beis Shammai holds you need an erev l'kol chabura, and kol shkein by a mechitza magia l'tikra, whereas Beis Hillel would say that even by mechitza magia l'tikra, that even the mechitza goes all the way to the ceiling, like an apartment building where it's mamish, a real wall between them, that even Beis Hillel would still maintain their shita, that they're still considered a single family unit. So we don't want to give that impression, so that's why we dafka go in the other direction. We talk about a lower wall, we talk about a lesser wall, so that you shouldn't get the mistaken impression about shita's Beis Hillel when you have actual walls between them. The Rashba and the Ritva say that Beis Shammai asers by a chaluk al yidei mesipas only to be metaltal from the traklin to the chatzer. But within the traklin, even according to Beis Shammai, you're allowed to be metaltal without an eruv. And they have rayas that must be the sheet of Beishamek, because if it's us, it's be metalta between them without an eruv. So each chabur should be us to be metalta even within its own rishus more than dalar amos, because there's no mechitza sasar, it's separate, so it's nifrats b'milua. Meaning if Beishamek holds that a mechitza that's less than asara is going to be what divides up these different chevras, are they even allowed to carry within their own area? If you hold that, they're not allowed to carry from one area to the other, and you don't have mechitza sasara dividing the areas, so each area is nifrats b'milua. They wouldn't even be allowed to carry in their own area. So even Beishamek who's machmir and that holds that if they want to join an area of chatzeros with the other residents of the chatzer, they each need to contribute their pass. Yeah, but to carry from one to the other, that they don't need to do anything. That's how the Rashba and the Ritva suggest. So anyway, so far we have two versions of the machlokas between Beishamek and Beisilov. Either the machlokas is only b'masipas papa mechitza sasara, even Beisilov would agree that they are divided, or the machlokas is both by masipas and by a mechitza. Third version of the machlokas Beisham Beisilel, Pligi Rabbi Chiyav Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi. Third and fourth version are offered by Rabbi Chiyav and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, but we'll see. We're not sure who said what. Chad Omer. So one said version number three machlokas. The whole machlokas Beisham Beisilel is b'mechitza magiyas the tikra. If the mechitzas go all the way to the ceiling, so you have these the mechitzas go floor to ceiling. So in such a case, Beisham, I would say that the families are divided from each other. Aval mechitzas shem magiyas the tikra. But if the mechitzas don't reach all the way to the tikra, then everyone would agree that they are considered a single unit, and one eruv works for all of them. The Tosfos writes that what does it mean mechitza magiyas tikra? It means like you have curtains that go all the way floor to ceiling. Other Rishonim say that as well, because it can't mean real walls, because if it were real walls, then that's the very definition of diurim chalukim, of separate residents. So it has to be like some sort of shvach wall, something that's much weaker, like a curtain. Tosfos Ben Peretz writes in the name Rashi, and we say that even based Beisilel's moda by rooms that you need an eruv for each chabura, that's only by rooms that are built mitchilas binyano of the traklin. But if the rooms are made up afterwards, even though they're made in the form of mechitzas kamuros and their kavuos, it's good enough to have one eruv for all of them. And when it says over here mechitzas magiyas tikra, it means even mechitzas kavuos, as long as it wasn't built that way initially, meaning they're bothered by the same thing that Tosfos is bothered by. Well, wait a second, mechitzas magiyas tikra, ain't lecha mechitza gedol mizu, ain't lecha diur. So the way Tosfos handles it is, nah, it doesn't really mean real mechitzas, it means curtains. The way Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz handles it is, no, when was that built? Was that built in the initial construction? Was that in the initial plans that these were meant to be divided up as separate units, as separate apartments? Or was that only added in later? So even if it physically, it's structurally a real mechitza, but if it was only added in later, then it's not a real division of Dirim Chalukin. Then we have the Chadamar and the other opinion holds that machlokas, this is our fourth way of understanding the machlokas. Machlokas b'sham b'silu is b'mechitza she'ein magil satikra. Is dafka of the mechitzas do not reach the tikra. Al mechitza magil satikra devera kol tzrichin erev l'kol chabura b'chabura. But if the mechitzas go all the way up to the ceiling, then everyone's going to say you need an eruv separately for each member of the chabura. So now the Gemara is going to ask on some of these shittos. We had four different shittos in machlokas b'sham b'silu. So meisvei, so we ask, we have a braisa. Am Rabbi Yehuda hasabar. Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar says, what kind of name is that? Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar. So Rashi says he was charif, he was very sharp in learning. So Sabar is Miloshon Svara. So we call him Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar al Shem, his expertise in learning. Rabbi Nachananel says, no, that's the wrong, you have it wrong. It's not HaSabar, it's two versions of Rabbi Nachananel. In Rabbi Nachananel we have HaSakach, and in Tosfos' version of Rabbi Nachananel, HaSabach. But whatever it is, it relates to his profession. It's more like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. This is what he did for a living. So he's called Rabbi Yehuda Ha, whatever it is that he did for a living. Another possibility that Rabbi Yochanan suggests is it's where he comes from. That's the name of his city. That there's a city in Sefer Yehoshua that called Sechacha. So he's Rabbi Yehuda HaSakach, the one from that city in Eretz Yisrael. Why not just say like Rashi said that he's Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar because of his expertise in learning? We don't find any other Tanaim and Amoraim that are given that name. So we do find, you know, Beribi. There are words of respect, the Shonos of respect, that are used for groups of Tanaim or for different Tanaim and Amoraim, but we don't find this one. So it's more likely that it's something more personal to him. So anyway, the Brisa tells us Rabbi Yehuda Sabr said lo nechlu b'sham b'shilel al mechitzos amagiyos to tikra shetzrich nerevel kol chabura v'chabura, that if the mechitzos go all the way up to the tikra, of course everyone needs to contribute bread to the eruv, because magiyos to tikra definitely divides them into different residents. Al ma nechlu kol mechitzos she'en magiyos to tikra shvisham yom nerevel kol chabura v'chabura b'shilel amrim eruv echad l'kulan. The whole machlokes of the mechitza doesn't go all the way up. So first we're going to deal with the third and the fourth version of the machlokes that actually directly addresses mechitzas and magiyos to tikra, and then we'll try to plug this back into the first and the second version that only talk about much lower mechitzas. So the man diyam mechitzas magiyos to tikra machlokes tiyufta. If you're going to say like the third version that we said that mechitzas magiyos to tikra is the case where they argue, well that doesn't work with what Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber is saying. Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber is saying no, if the mechitzas magiyos to tikra, then for sure it divides it up. Well, man diyam mechitzas she magiyos to tikra machlokes siyata. And if you hold like the fourth version that the machlokes is only if they're not magiyos to tikra, but if they're magiyos to tikra, then for sure it divides up. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber is saying. So then this price would be a great help to the fourth version. What about the first two versions of the machlokas? Lahach l'shadam Rav Nachman machlokas b'mesipas tiyufta. If you say that the machlokas is even by the is by a very low fence, by that's less than 10 tefachim tall, so but mechitzos are 10 tefachim tall, they still will be moda that they're separate units, then this is a tiyufta, because this Bryce is telling us that anything that's less than Megiel Satikra Beisilel is already going to be Mekil. So according to the version that once it hits 10 tfachim, Beisilel is going to be Machmir, it doesn't work. But Lahach Lishna Dam Rav Nachman, Af B'Mesipas Machlokes, Lema Tavit Yufta? Do we have to necessarily say it's against version number 2 as well, where Beisilel maintains their opinion, even if it's a very low Mechitza, less than 10 tfachim? Should you say that this price is a Pircha on that as well? Because it says that they argue about Mechitza, so it sounds like, why would this price be a Pircha? The price didn't address such low walls. No, because the price has said they don't argue when it's Megillah L'Tikra. They do argue, though, by Mechitzos. So maybe mechitza means anything that's not Megillah L'Tikra. No, the word mechitza generally means asara tefachim. So to say that the machlokas even goes so far as to argue when it's less than 10 tefachim, that seems against this brisa. The brisa used the word mechitzos. So amlach Rav Nachman, no, Rav Nachman might say that brisa is not against him. Because pligi b'mechitza v'adin b'mesipas, that maybe you're right, the brisa is only talking about 10 tefachim high walls, and it says that there's a machlokas in such a case, but maybe who adin? They argue on lower walls. The Bryce is only telling me about 10 tefach high walls. The reason the Bryce wants to highlight the machlokas when it's a mechitza asara, lo diacha kochan de Beis Hillel, to let you know how strong Beis Hillel is in being makel, that they're so makel that even if the mechitza is 10 tefachim tall, and you would think that that's a legitimate divider, they're still considered to be a single family unit. So says Gemara, v'lifugi b'mesipas lo diacha kochan de Beis Shammai. So why don't we just present the machlokas about lower walls, and that will highlight just how machmir Beis Shammai is, that even very low walls are able to divide between family units. So Gemara says, no, kach de tera adif. You have an option to present the chiddush of the machmir or the chiddush of the mekel. We always say kach de tera adif. We'd rather present the chiddush of the more mekel opinion. That's the principle of kach de tera adif. Rashi writes in Maseches Beitzah Daf Beis Amud Beis that the reason for the svar for kach de tera adif is that any fool can be machmir. It doesn't take anything to be machmir when you're not sure you're going to be machmir, but you need rayas to be mekel. You need to be able to prove that there's reason to be mekel if you want to be mekel. That's how the Tzlach says that the Tzlach has a chiddush Maseches Beitzah. That's why koch teira adif only applies to dinim daraisa, because when you have a din daraisa, if you're not sure what to do, savik daraisa l'chumra, the default position is to be machmir. So to be mekel, you need a raya. But if you're dealing with din drabanan, if you're not sure, the default position anyway is to be mekel. So you wouldn't say koch teira adif on a din drabanan. So the Achronim just point out that slach doesn't work with our sugya, because our sugya is talking about erev chatzeres. Erev chatzeres is din drabanan, and yet we still say koch teira adif. So the Minchas Elazar in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Daled explains based on a mutzal me'esh that when we say savik drabanan kula, that's only if being machriya l'chumra would aser something forever without any way of fixing it. But when there's an easy way of fixing even when you're machmir, and the suffix is only, do you have to go through the bother of doing the tikkun? Then we go luchumra even b'shal sofrim. So in order not to violate the din of drabbanon. So therefore, had Rabbi Yehuda not told me the koach ter of Beis Hillel, the halach would have been, even though it's by the suffix over here would have been about an eruv, it would have been to be machmir and make all five residents just contribute to the eruv, because the whole notion of suffix drabbanon lekula is only when there's no easy tikkun when you go luchumra. But an eruv, or asking everybody to participate equally in the eruv, is an easy enough tikkun. So now the Gemara paskens halacha. Am Rav Nachman, Am Rav, halacha Rabbi Yehuda Sabar. We pasken Rabbi Yehuda Sabar that once the mechitzos are all the way up to the tikra, everyone's going to hold that these are separate units. Even Beis Hillel is going to say everyone needs to contribute to the eruv. Am Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Masnis and Amidek. It's muduyik this way in the Mishnah as well. The Katani umodim zman shemksas shurim bechador and baliyos shetzuich neiruv lekol chabura vechabura. That if they actually live in separate rooms in that building, then they do need to participate separately. My chador, my aliyos. What do chador and aliyos mean? Ilema chadarim chadarim mamish. If it means that these are mamish separate apartments that were never part of the larger tracklin of the larger hallway. Valios aliyos mamish, and aliyos means that literally other floors pshita. Of course they have to separate. They have to participate separately. You build an apartment building. Every apartment has to participate separately. Elav kein chadarim kein aliyos. No, it must mean something that's like chadarim aliyos. What's like chadarim aliyos but is not actually umayniu mechitza magil satikra. It's these mechitzas, mechitzas tikra, like we said, these curtain mechitzas, or these mechitzas that were only built after the building was built, depending which day in Rishonim you want to hold like, but it's not mechitzas that were originally placed there. So Shema Minah, you see from here, that even according to our Mishnah, Beis Hillel is moda when it comes to Mechitza Magil Satikros, and Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar is correct. So Tana, the Gemara brings a Braisa that explains Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel differently. Ba'medvar marmurim kishamalichin as eruv l'makom acher, avul ma'ay eruvan ba'atzlan divrei akol eruv echa l'kulam. Wow, a big chiddush, that the whole idea that they have to, that Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel disagree whether they all need to participate or one could participate on behalf of all of them, that's as far as if they're putting the Erev somewhere else. But if the other Bnei HaChatzar are putting the matzahs in this traklin, then everyone agrees that it's Erev Echel Dekulan, that these five groups are considered a single unit, they could all join together. So now, based on that understanding of the Braisa, the Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel, the Gemara discusses another Braisa. Keman al Zahad Tanya, which Shita is the following Braisa following? Chamisha Shegavu Asei Ruvan. Five people that collect an Erev HaChatzar, that has five different houses, and they each participate in the Eruv. And now they want to make an Eruv with another Chatzar. They want to join together with another Chatzar. Kisha Malich and this Eruv and the Makom Acher, Eruv Echel Kulan. When they want to join together with another Chatzar, that's fine. They could do one, they could make one representative that contributes Matzah for that new Eruv. Keman ke Beis Hillel. That seems to be something like Beis Hillel, because you have the five groups in the Traklin are like five separate family units. And like we said, and the Bryce just told us that only according to Beis Hillel when they bring their Eruv to somewhere else, it's Eruv Echad L'Kulam. But according to Beis Shammai, when they bring their Eruv to somewhere else, they need an Eruv L'Kol Echad V'Echad. V'Ika Da'amri, another version though is B'Medvar Mamurim Kishoye Eruv Ba Etzlon, that the whole Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is when the Eruv is going to be brought to them. Avul Mahi Malichin Es Eruv L'Makam Acher Divrei Kol Shrichin Eruv L'Kol Chabura V'Chabura. But if they're bringing the Eruv somewhere else, then even the Beis Hillel is going to be moda that you need to that they all need to contribute to the eruv. So then, keman al zahad tanya chamish shegavu se ruvan kishemalich and eruv l'makom acher eruv echad l'kulan keman delo kechad. Well, if that's the case, then the Braisa tells us that five people that put together an eruv and now they want to join together with another chatzer, so they want to bring their eruv somewhere else, that you could just have eruv echad l'kulan. So that's like nobody, because according to this version, that's against both Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, because even Beis Hillel would be moda in this second version, that when the Malichin is Eruv on the Makom Acher, that Shrichin Eruv L'Kol Chabura V'Chabura, that once they're going Klapei Chutz, once they're bringing their Eruv somewhere else, that you need an Eruv for each and every Chabura. The Rashi points out that according to this Lashon of the Brice, since this Lashon of the Brice is like nobody, it must be the first Lashon is the correct Lashon, meaning since according to this Lashon, the Brice follows nobody, it must be that we pass like the first lush. lashon. New Mishnah. Hachin sheyotna shulchan avim v'yishen b'batehem. If you have brothers that eat all in the same by their parents' home, but they go to sleep in their own homes. Shrichan erev l'kol echad v'echad. They are five separate family units, and they need to participate separately in the erev. L'fichach m'shachachachin meyam lo irev m'vatel s'rishuso. So if one of them forgot to participate in the erev, he should do a bitul rishus. Emasai b'zmat shemalichin eruvan l'makom acher. Avil maya eruv ba'etzlan o she'en iman diurin b'chatzer even tzrichin la'arev. That's only if they're trying to have an eruv with other people and they're bringing the eruv to those other people. But if the eruv is being brought to them and the eruv is brought to their Shabbos table, so then that's perfectly fine. Or if there are no other people, it's just them that are there, then it's also fine. So says Gemara, shamina makom lina gorim. It sounds from our Mishnah that where you sleep determines where your home is, because we said that there are five separate units because they sleep in five separate places. So I'm Rav Yudah Merav that it's not a pircha on my shita that the makom achila gorim, because b'mekabli prashanu. Our Mishnah is talking about that they receive money or food from their from their father and they then eat it in their own home, meaning the makom achila is actually their own home. Somchal shulchan aviyim doesn't mean that they actually eat by the father's house. It means that they get supported from money that comes from their father's house, but maybe in a chinami the makom achila is actually going. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up at Tanur Rabbanan.